You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com where you can join their team. You can do that today, actually.
You know how we made fun of cakes like 3 or 4 years ago when we went bowling? I know we make fun of them all the time.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say.
I know.
I think he had the high score, though. He had the bragging rights with the high score.
I don't remember that. Silly.
Well, remember we made fun of him because he injured his finger bowling?
My right thumb.
Oh, it was your thumb.
My thumb went numb. I had tingling and numbness in my thumb literally for a year.
But it went away.
Went away. It's fully functional.
Yeah, fully functioning. Okay.
Look at that, silly. Look at that digit.
The tip of my finger the other day, it was like a weird thing. I gripped something weird, like when I had the golf club in my hand, my right pointer finger. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's been bothering me. Just the tip right here.
Just the tip.
I just re-injured it. This is gross. Wiping. I just re-injured. I'm not kidding. I just re-injured it. And now it's red and swollen. Like I jammed it. I was grabbing the toilet paper, and I jammed
I hope you washed your hands thoroughly.
I jammed it, and it's swollen and red.
Did you jam it on, like, the dispenser or, like, your butt?
I think it's when I grabbed the toilet paper, and I hit my other hand. Mm. Like, I kind of grabbed it, and then.
You're
because I always want to make sure there's no finger showing, right?
Yeah,
so I want to clump it, and I, you know, make sure it's all covered. And now it's the tip of my finger hurts like you wouldn't believe.
Does it feel like the guy's finger that Gyllenhaal broke when he had the gun?
Yes.
That guy was so pissed.
That's Bob Menery. He did it to Bob Menery.
By the way, speaking of being at the Roadhouse screening, I wasn't prepared for the space age setup in the sinks in the men's room. I've never seen it before.
I've never seen that before. They have those in the rest stops.
I've never seen that.
In the newer rest stops.
They have not only the water gets dispensed out of the faucet.
The air.
Then they have handlebars off the side where you dry your hands right there in the sink.
They're really good, though.
So stupid.
Powerful.
Yesterday, I put the soap on my hands, and then I put my hands underneath the blow part, and I blew the soap on the guy next to me by accident. I couldn't figure them out.
Is becoming complicated.
It's very complicated.
I will go into an effing bathroom and I put my hands under the sink and nothing happens.
I know.
And I go from sink to sink to try to get some effing water.
I know. They're always out of either the hand soap or something doesn't
Everything's so complicated.
It is.
I thought the seats, did they have
the seats
heaters?
For baller. They had heaters and coolers.
Yeah.
They had both. And of course they recline.
Yeah.
They were comfy.
If you wanted a warm butt, you could have.
That's a good spot.
I turned the heat on at first. Too hot. Had to turn it off.
That's a good spot. Hot. Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic.
And I didn't have any popcorn, by the way.
Oh, I
noticed. Did you not have any?
I didn't have any popcorn.
I did not get my own bag of popcorn.
You put your hand in
somebody's? Well, that means he shared with somebody.
Who'd you have
Somebody sitting next to me.
Mike Marr.
Gave me a little bit.
Or is it?
It's tough to stop once you get that taste.
So do you want to admit right now to your buddy Cork how much you had? How many handfuls?
I had a few handfuls.
Yeah.
No popcorn. Although I did see this guy. He was very slender when he went up to get his popcorn.
Okay.
It was a pro move. He says, can I just have a quarter of the bag?
Ooh, that is a pro move.
So that way he doesn't eat too much?
Yeah, that way he just doesn't get a bellyache, but it also satisfies his popcorn craving.
Well, halfway through, I'd eaten half of the bag, and I crinkled the bag to not eat anymore. Yeah. And then it just was calling me 8 to 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And then I uncrinkled it when, like, a motorcycle, I didn't want to disturb the crowd because of all the snappy repartee between all the actors. I didn't want to mess up a line. So yeah. I waited until
plot twist too. Yeah, Courtney B.
I waited until there was like a motorcycle going roar, roar, and I undid my popcorn, and then I had a little bit more. I didn't finish the bag, but it's pretty close.
I wasn't even thinking about popcorn until about halfway through the movie, and I looked down and Michael Marr has his popcorn box like slanted towards me and open, like 6 inches from my hand.
Taunting you.
He's taunting. Yeah. He was taunting me with it. In fact, he may have been a plant for all I know. Like he may have been told to do that by Court.
That's well, a very good point.
You didn't think about popcorn as soon as you open the doors, the smell hits you.
I know. I
and then you have
it.
To have it.
I blew past it.
How do you blow past it?
I beat temptation for like an hour, and then it was right next to my fingers.
Yeah,
it was unfair.
And then so you just, did you ask, or you just went in there and went and did you ask, or did you just grab some?
No, I think I maybe pointed at it. Like, what are you doing?
Gestured towards.
And
he
goes, "You want some?" And I said, "No."
Yeah.
And then like 3 minutes later, I cracked.
Yeah. I did about a quarter of a bag because I'm on a diet too.
Mm.
Somewhat.
I should be on a diet. I just crushed it.
And of course,
you fumbled the entire bag.
Of course, Drab and I, as we walked out, we refilled our sodas at the freestyle Coke machine, which is one of the greatest inventions of the 21st century, in my opinion.
Well,
all the different flavors and all the different mixes.
I think
mixes.
It is a very cool invention if you're addicted to soda. Yeah.
What is your go-to there?
My go-to is Coke Zero. During the movie, I had lime flavored. On the way home, when I wanted to jerk the wheel into the traffic
when you
that
sat
wasn't
for
moving,
75 minutes.
Cherry vanilla.
Cherry vanilla.
That's kind of exotic.
Flavored Coke Zero.
So you mentioned something. I've talked about this before, but you mentioned like you think the greatest invention, and I know you're doing somewhat sticky.
It's one of the.
One of the greatest inventions is the soda dispenser.
The freestyle
thing.
Coca-Cola machine.
Right. Don't you guys all agree? Besides the internet, which is, I think, that's the biggest, right?
Yep.
That's the biggest advancement of the last 100 years or probably.
100 years?
50 years, at least the last 50 years.
At least
in our lifetime.
Last 50 years,
the internet is the, I think. Don't you think? The internet's the biggest advancement.
Probably number two to the wheel.
Well, in the last 50 years.
All time. Last 50. Okay. I think if you take the internet out of the equation, GPS has affected our life.
Pretty damn good one.
It's the greatest.
It's a big one.
Like, I couldn't function. Like, I've been to the borough before. And I was having a difficult time finding it.
Yeah.
GPS is unreal.
Well, we used to,
changed our life.
I used to be a courier.
Yeah.
And I had an ABC map.
Yeah, I know.
I don't
Rand
even know
McNally.
If I can read
we
it. I don't even
McNally's.
Know if I can. You gave me another ABC map. I don't think I could get somewhere.
My dad would get a new
so
Rand
used to
McNally
GPS.
Every year.
Sure, everybody did.
Yeah.
Everybody had map folder maps
in their
cars.
I think of all the modern events, take internet out of the equation. I think GPS, it affects your life more than anything.
Cell phones. Well, GPS.
Yeah, cell phones.
GPS is on your cell phone.
Honestly, you don't even need GPS that often.
Need it every day.
I know, but if you weren't relying on it so much, you would pay attention to the signs and you would know where you're going all the time.
No, but even
you're
that.
You're so reliant on it.
So there's one, that's true. It's like, that's true. Like you don't memorize numbers the way you used to because your phone. I understand that point. But you also need it. I know where I'm going, but traffic. Real-time traffic updates. You know, it takes me,
It's big. But
and when I make a bad turn or something, boom, gets me right. I mean, I think it's incredible.
It's big, but I agree with Drab. Cell phones,
more valuable. It dominates our life. I kind of consider that in the internet realm. But okay, if you want to say that's a separate thing, it is. Okay, cell phone.
I mean, I used to say back in the day, I would rather lose my kids in the mall than my cell phone.
Hey, if I told you, if I said, I'll give you $100 if you can get to Lorton within an hour, do you think you could do it?
Without use
of GPS or anything.
100%. I mean, I could.
Yeah, I'm talking about Eric.
Okay.
I mean, I've been to Lorton. Yeah, I think I could.
But
I don't
easy.
Know.
You just hop on 95 South.
Yeah, I was just going to go 95 South. But
first, right.
We've done this bit before. Cakes and I tried to get home. They dropped us. They blindfolded us during
the
show.
But what if you gave him like a high school in Lorton? Could you get to the high school in Lorton?
Or ask people.
Or like the golf course, Laurel Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be able to get to Laurel Park in an hour?
Could I use a map? Like not a Google map, but like a fold-out map.
How are you supposed to find something without a map?
Yeah, you definitely have to use a map.
Dines. Huh? Signs.
Well, like, just what the bit we did is
there won't be a high school with signs. You're not going to find a high school.
They blindfolded us and they dropped us off in the middle of Northern Virginia. We didn't know. It turns out, I think they dropped us off in Burke.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And we said, who's going to get back to Fairfax first?
I don't know. Who? Yeah. And then we took the blindfold off and then who could get home first? And Cakes beat me.
Not home. It was back to the studios.
I have an inner Vasco da Gama in here. Like an explorer. I know my way around.
By the way, I've looked at a couple of lists of the most influential inventions
in the last 50 years.
Yeah. And I mean, we pretty much nailed one list, top six. Started with cell phone, the smartphone, electric cars is two.
That's a joke.
3D printers, four.
That's way too high.
Wi-Fi, four.
Wi-Fi, bump that up on the list.
AI, five. Not Allen Iverson, artificial intelligence, and GPS, six. But the other one, the other list had one that was kind of off board. You wouldn't think about it, but it's pretty big. Okay. Birth control pill.
That's a big one.
Pretty big innovation.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I'm undefeated.
Taking cell phone over that.
Yeah. DNA testing, kind of big. Mm.
That's how they found the Golden State Killer.
Not that practical in our everyday lives.
Non-invasive laser and robotic surgery.
I think that's pretty incredible.
Those are big developments.
I think all those surgeries are incredible.
Here's one you probably sleep on. Barcodes and scanners.
Barcodes are pretty amazing. Like, I mean, everything has a barcode. Like, this barcode on my Coke Zero is exclusive to this product, but there are probably billions of these around the world. And they're all just little variations. Yeah.
And
on
you could check out quickly. Boom. You don't need to deal with the cashier.
It's amazing. It's actually amazing.
My wife was calling me a dinosaur recently because I haven't put my ID and everything on my phone. Because now you got to, like, I'm not a Starbucks
consumer.
Put on
your Google Wallet.
Everybody just at Starbucks just whips out their phone. Boop.
Right.
Boop.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Starbucks guy, but when I travel, I will be. And I have now gotten used to
Pay.
I've gotten used to the app where you just order the joint from the motel. So then you drive by, and it's right there, wait for
you. That's very nice.
But how do people not just go in there and just steal all the coffees? I mean, they're just sitting there. I mean, any dummy could go in there.
But do you use your phone to pay now?
No.
Well, I mean, it's
we're dinosaurs.
I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah.
I drive up to McDonald's and say, do you want to use the app?
I said, no.
Give me my Happy Meal.
Right.
And give me some
one cheeseburger, please.
And give me
a credit
some
card
dressing.
Is that out of date?
Kind of.
I like getting my credit card points.
No, you'll still get your points. You just you upload your credit card to the phone.
And I know I
and then
should
you
use
the
it
phone
because right. you get.
I don't do that.
You get free food in the app that. if you order through the app. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's easier for me just to talk to the guy.
Yeah,
the
I
dummy
always
in
get
machine.
Annoyed when I go to the drive-thru at McDonald's and they always say, "Do you want to use the app?" Or I never understand. I'm like, I'm here. I'm at the effing drive-thru. Why would I want to use the app?
Well, maybe
no, they're
how,
asking,
how would being in the drive-thru and the app be?
No, they're
the
asking you
app,
if you ordered through the app. They're not asking you if you want to use the app there.
I figured
there.
If you ordered on the app, you would just walk in and pick up your stuff.
No, you drive through and say, my code is 9520. Like, oh, hello, Mr. Bickle.
That's exactly why they're asking.
Here's your filet of fish.
Because, like,
you
know, when you go to Chick-fil-A, they bring it out to you or you go in.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to do a drive-thru.
You have a drive-thru option. But why would you do that? Why would you sit in a mind-numbing drive-thru line when you can just back into, like, space 18 and somebody can bring it to you?
Right. I did the drive-thru last night.
I mean, a ton of people do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why would you
I've done drive-thru. Don't act like I haven't. A couple days ago, I was running
Using the app.
I was running so pure at the McDonald's drive-thru. I pulled in the O-Town. It's a double drive-thru. Yeah. I always want to take the inside lane.
Why? What's the difference?
I always want the inside lane because... If there are two cars and I'm on the inside and someone on the outside,
if you're leaving at the exact same second,
he thinks it's the Daytona 500.
Yes, it's just like you always want the inside track. Duh. If we both finish our orders at the same time, I have the inside track. And I can get in front of that person.
Yeah, but if
you never want to be held on the outside.
If they leave a tenth of a second,
common sense.
If they leave a tenth of a second before you, they're going to be ahead of you.
Tell Bickle about Baseball Cakes' line.
What? What do you mean? Baseball?
I walked out of the studio.
Baseball Cakes. He's an expert.
Baseball Cakes walked out of the studio like 20 minutes ago, and I glanced up at the stupid Dodgers Padres game. It was like 11-9. I quipped, good defense being played in the game.
Right, he said good defense.
And then he meant pitching.
Pitching.
He
meant
turns out there have been a couple errors.
All those Dodgers do have two E's.
Thank
but
you. Baseball is ahead of the curve. I'm just ahead of the curve.
You are.
I knew it.
You just said your jargon mixed up. That's all.
Yeah, that's all. It's no big deal.
All right. So when we come back, we'll talk some NCAA hoops. I know Bickle's very excited. By the way, in our survivor pool, we're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11 guys. Stores.
What happens if people don't submit their picks?
They're out.
I'm going to ask John Fanta.
It's got to be before 12:10. 12:15.
Who his favorite mid seed pick is today?
All right,
I'm
going to
be selfish. Yeah.
He's got a big upset.
Use your mid seeds early.
I know he does have a big double digit seed upset. Today.
Well, unless I get crazy, I'm probably going to pick like a 6-8 seed at the worst. I want to survive till tomorrow.
He'll be out.
Yeah, I might be out. I might be done.
I took a high seed.
Okay, that might be my tack too. All right, when we come back, John Fanter from Fox joins us to talk March Madness.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.